Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. The Awakening South Africa prayer movement, which launched with a National Day of Prayer and Repentance at the FNB Stadium on the 22nd of March, is hosting a follow-up campaign from Rosh Hashanah, the 22nd of September, to Yom Kippur, the 2nd of October. Awakening South Africa visionary Rachel Kalida said that when God first spoke to her about the movement, He gave her the words, "Awake, awake, awake, South Africa, awake." She said the current campaign over the biblical calendar period known as the 10 Days of Repentance is part of a process involving a number of different events that all build up to that spiritual awakening, and ultimately we hope the ushering in of the Cape to Cairo revival in our lifetime. The campaign was timed to align South Africa with God's calendar and prophetic destiny, and will serve as a national Yom Kippur atonement for South Africa. Rachel said intercessors and prayer movements across the nation are invited to join in the 10 days of prayer, fasting, and repentance. Campaign prayer points for the period are being posted on Awakening South Africa's social media platforms. Rachel said that 2 weeks ago, she had a vivid prophetic dream in which Table Mountain looked like a volcano before it erupted. There was a lot of smoke and fire and gas building up below the surface. She said she believes her dream is a vision of an imminent move of God in Cape Town. The 10 days of repentance, prayer, and fasting started at sundown on Monday and will end on Thursday, the 2nd of October at sundown. A closing prayer event will take place on Friday, the 3rd of October, in a conference venue on Table Mountain at the lower cableway level. Both Christian and Jewish leaders will attend the event, which will be live streamed. Prophetess Janet Brand Hollis, who has supported the Awakening SA prayer movement since its inception, said that prophetically she sees the campaign serving as a landmark in the spirit for South Africa and Israel coming together. She also expects that the campaign will set in motion further meetings at various venues, leading up to a future mass event at FNB Stadium. In a prophetic word for the Hebrew New Year 5786, which started at sundown on Monday, she said God showed her that He is calling His people to prepare for a coming severe financial crisis by seeking His advice to adjust their finances in order to navigate the season. She also spoke of a coming realignment and reforming of church leadership and parachurch ministries. Only what God has ordained and mandated for this hour will endure, she said. She said God showed her that the murder of U.S. Christian conservative activist Charlie Kirk has sparked a worldwide revival, which will grow significantly this year. Young people will turn to God in unprecedented ways, with His Spirit poured out in South Africa, she said. This is the time of the wise and foolish virgins, a warning that for many there may be only one chance to heed the Lord's voice. She said, "The Lord says we will witness a transition in South Africa and an outpouring of His Spirit on the nation. An unprecedented revival will arise as the church prays, seeks His face, and prepares during these challenging times." In international news, we carry a report from Relevant Magazine titled "Tens of Millions Heard Gospel at Charlie Kirk's Memorial Service." More than 90,000 attendees filled State Farm Stadium and overflow venues in Phoenix on Sunday for the service, which lasted more than 5 hours and was broadcast live by 6 national networks and streamed widely. On YouTube, Fox News drew 2.4 million views of its live stream by Monday afternoon, and the Associated Press recorded 1.15 million. Kirk's own YouTube channel reported 6.6 million, while his X account logged 2 million viewers. Those 4 streams alone surpassed 13 million viewers, and Turning Point USA says that more than 100 million people viewed the service across all platforms. Speaker after speaker shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, and Kirk's wife Erica told the gathering she forgave her husband's killer, because it was what Christ did and it's what Charlie would do. She concluded her speech by saying, "Choose prayer, choose courage, choose beauty, choose adventure, choose family, choose a life of faith. Most importantly, choose Christ." You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again.